感谢主，让我再一次的机会能够和弟兄姊妹一起在这里相聚。
Praise the Lord that I have another opportunity to meet with all brothers and sisters.
啊，能见到弟兄姊的面，弟兄姊妹的面，实在心里很欢喜。
It is truly my delight to see the faces of all brothers and sisters.
啊，也感谢主，让我和 Dana 弟兄哈，又在这里可以一起服侍。
Thank the Lord that I am able to minister with Brother Dana again here.
上个周末我们在 New Jersey 就是我们两个一同服侍。
Last week we were ministering together in New Jersey.
所以主实在是给我们很大的恩典。
So indeed God has blessed us with His mercy.
我们弟兄的负担呢，这一次是讲到从约瑟身上看达到儿子名分的路。
Our brother's burden this time is to see God's way to lead us into sonship through Joseph's life.
我们知道这个儿子的名分啊，这是天上的父亲呢，在我们每一个圣徒身上最高的心意。
We know that this is God's highest will in each one of His children to bring us into sonship.
神不仅把我们带回来了。
God not only has brought us back,
神还要我们长大成人。
But He wants us to grow into maturity.
但这个长大成人呢，需要有一段的路程。
And this takes a process.
啊，我们的弟兄他这次的负担是讲到这个整个这个过程呢。
And our brother's burden this time is to tell us the whole process.
那么我的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹们讲到以赛亚的先知以赛亚的看见。
And my burden this time is to share with the brother's sister about what Prophet Isaiah saw.
其实这两件事情呢，有相当密切的关系。
Of course, these two topics are directly related.
感谢主把这个共同的负担放在我们的里面。
And I thank God again to give us the same burden.
我们希望真理的圣灵引我们所有的弟兄姊妹能进入这些真理的实际。
And I pray that the Spirit of Truth will lead us into all the reality of truth.
啊，让我们在世的日子，实在能够叫天上父亲的心得到满足。
So for our days on this earth, that we may satisfy our Father's heart.
那么现在呢，我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来，读一些的圣经。
I'd invite you to read several scriptures with me.
我们先看约翰福音第十二章。
We first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
我们请看第四十一节。
We will begin reading from verse 41.
以赛亚因为看见他的荣耀，就指着他说这话。
These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory.
这里讲到以赛亚有一个看见。
Here it tells us that Isaiah saw something.
然后我们回到以赛亚书第六章。
Now we turn back to the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
我们要把第六章全章读一下。
We will read the entire chapter.
或者我读一节，姊妹读一节这样。
Our brother read one verse in Chinese and I'll read it in English.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of His robe filling the temple.
其上有撒拉佛四立，各有六个翅膀，有两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
Seraphim stood above Him, each having six wings. With two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet. With two He flew.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
And the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
于撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs.
将炭沾我的口说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。
Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
Then he said, Go and tell these people, keep on listening, but do not perceive; keep on looking, but do not understand.
要使这百姓的心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得一致。
Render the hearts of these people insensitive, their ears dull and their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed.
我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉。
Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered,Until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate.
并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的土地地土很多。
The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land.
境内剩下的人若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭，像枣树、橡树。虽被砍伐数墩子却仍存留这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此
Yet there will be a tenth portion in it and it will again be subject to burning like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled the holy seed is its stump
弟兄姊妹都知道以赛亚书是一卷非常丰富的一卷书
And sister, you know that the book of Isaiah is an abundant book.
在告诉我们以赛亚的看见。
It tells us what Isaiah
has seen. 实在是一个非常丰富的看见。
It's indeed an abundant vision.
那么很多神的儿女们都很喜欢读这卷书。
Many children of God delight in reading this book.
但是这卷书里面呢
But in this book,
实在有很多地方是我们非常难以完全明白。
There are many places which are very difficult for us to understand.
但是呢在第六章里面记载的以赛亚的看见却是非常的重要
But what was recorded in chapter 6 of all his seeing is very important
至少这里的看见应该也是今天我们的看见
What Isaiah saw in chapter 6 should be what we see today
那么到底以赛亚在第六章中看见什么呢
So what did Isaiah see in chapter 6?
我们知道在以赛亚书第六章里面以赛亚看见三件重要的事情
We know that he has saw three important things from chapter 6
第一个他看见在荣耀里面的基督
First, he saw the glorious Christ
那么第二个看见
Secondly,
他看见百姓是不洁净的
He saw that the people are unclean people
他更看见自己也是不洁净的
And at the same time, he saw that he himself was unclean
第三个看见
The third seeing
他就是看见了余数
He saw the remnant
看见那个剩余之民
He saw the remainder people
所以这是以赛亚书第六章里面三个重要的看见
And these are the three important visions in chapter 6
这三个看见也可以说是以赛亚最基本的看见
And these are also the most basic vision
以后所有一切的事物都根据这三样三个看见那么往前发展
And afterwards, all things will progress according to his vision from chapter 6.
所以主若许可这一次呢 我用三堂聚会，我们就讲以赛亚的这三个重要的看见。
If God allows, we will use three meeting times, to talk about his three visions.
首先呢，我想要和弟兄姊妹再交通一下有关这个看见的重要性。
First, I want to share with brother and sister the importance of seeing.
我们晓得作为神的儿女。
We know that as children of God.
我们的生活侍奉都根据那个看见。
Our life and our service all depended upon what we see.
我们要有看见，那么我们的侍奉生活才有意义。
If we have seen in Christ, then there will be meaning to our life and our service.
假如我们没有看见
，without seeing，
弟兄姊妹们，我们的侍奉生活可能在神跟前都没有多大的意义。
Friend, sister, our vision, our, without seeing, all our life and our services have no meaning before God.
那我们有了看见
，with seeing，
我们才会有确定的目标。
Then we will have a direct goal.
今天你会看见很多神的儿女们在地上生活没有确定的目标。
You see many children of God today who lives on this earth yet without any goal.
虽然我们是神的儿女。
Yes, we are the children of God.
但是好像我们生活的一点目标都没有。
But we live as if we have no goal.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有看见你才有确定的目标。
And sister, only with seeing that you will have a sure focus of goal.
那么还有你有了看见。
With seeing,
你才可能会有正确的道路。
Then you will have the right way.
我们的弟兄昨天跟我们交通道啊。
Our brother shared with last night.
一个基督徒有一条路需要走的。
That all Christians must walk on the way.
那么现在呢，可能我们这里有一个问题。
Maybe here now we have a question.
是你先走路再看见呢，还是先看见再走路呢？
Do you walk first and then see, or do you see and then walk?
我想我们在蒙恩得救的时候啊。
I think that when we are saved,
其实圣灵已经开始带领我们在走路。
The Holy Spirit has already begun to lead us to walk.
但是呢，我们是糊里糊涂的。
But we are very confused.
我们也不知道这条路是什么。
We don't know what this way is.
就像这个我们弟兄讲到这个旧约这些人物一样。
Just like our brother talked about these characters in the Old Testament.
但是等到了他们有了看见之后呢
？But after they have seen,
他们就比较明白主的路。
They began to understand God's way.
他们有了目标了。
They have a goal.
虽然呢，走的也不太好。
Although their walk is still not perfect.
但是无论怎样，跟前面这种情况有点不大一样。
But no matter what, their walk is different than their previous walk.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament
scriptures， 我们看见凡是这些跟随主走主路的人
，We see all these people who walk on the way to follow God.
他们都是看见的人。
They are all people we see.
你看，从亚伯开始啊
，Beginning with Abel.
那么亚伯因为看见神的那个心意是羔羊。
And because Abel saw that God's desire is in the lamb,
所以他献羔羊。
Therefore, he sacrificed the lamb.
那么以诺呢？因为看见了将来所要发生的事情。
And Enoch, because he saw the things that is to
come. 所以他就与神同行三百年。
And he walked with God for 300 years.
我们看见挪亚又看见将要面临的那个大的这个灾祸。
And Noah, because he has seen the great disaster that will come.
所以他就起来建造方舟。
Therefore, he rose up to build the ark.
那么亚伯拉罕呢？因为在加勒底的乌尔呢，遇见了神，看见了荣耀的神。
And Abraham, he has met God in Ur of Chaldea.
所以他就开始进入迦南地。
Therefore, he entered into the land of Canaan.
那么以撒也是有看见。
Isaac was also one with seeing.
所以他挖井。
So he dig well.
雅各也是有看见。
Jacob, he also has seen.
他看见那个通天的梯子。
He saw的 ladder that leads up to heaven.
他看见了伯特利的意义。
He saw the meaning of Bethlehem.
所以弟兄姊妹，他在下面的路上奔跑的时候，虽然他还是到处乱抓。
So as he continued to walk on this way, although he continued to grab on the fence.
但是无论怎么样，现在呢，有个确定的目标摆在前头。
But no matter what, now he has a focus.
那约瑟也是一个有看见的人。
Joseph is also one with seeing.
弟兄姊妹们，到了新约时代中间。圣徒们也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, as we come into the New Testament time, the saints are also
saints.
We see that the Paul's experience is our model experience.
在他没有去大马色的路上之前,
and before he went on to the road of Damascus,
他也很热心侍奉神的,
he also served God with all zealousness.
他在那里还抓基督徒呢, 逼迫教会,
he was capturing the Christians and persecuting the church.
但是在大马色的路上遇见了主,
but on the way to Damascus, he met God.
主开了他的眼睛,
and the Lord has opened his eyes.
我们看见从那天开始起,
and from that day on,
保罗整个的光景有一个大的转变,
there is a complete change in Paul's life.
现在他在奔跑的时候,
now as he run,
他是跑在主的路上,
he runs on God's course.
啊, 他的话, 信息里面告诉我们,
through his message that he tells us,
他说我是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑,
I forget what lays behind me, but I run towards the goal that is set
before me. 他也鼓励其他的圣徒们要向着标杆,
he encouraged all the saints to run towards that goal.
到他晚年的时候,
in his old age,
他能说呢, 当跑的路我已经跑尽了,
he said, I have run the course.
他达到了神所要叫他达到的目的,
he has reached to the destination God asked him to be.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天我们有看见, 我们才有正确的路可以走。
Brothers and sisters, today it requires us to have vision, and then we can walk on the right way.
我们有了看见,
with this seeing,
我们才能为神做真实的见证。
Then we can bear the true testimony for God.
所以属灵的看见是非常重要的一件事情。
So spiritual seeing is very important.
神不仅使以赛亚有看见,
God not only allowed Isaiah to
have seen, 神要使所有神的儿女们有看见,
but he desired all his children have the same seeing.
特别我们晓得在旧约时代中啊,
especially we know in the Old Testament time,
神兴起的这班先知们,
God has raised up these prophets.
他们各个都是有看见的人,
they are all people with vision.
因为他们的看见,
and because of their vision,
所以他们在那个黑暗的时代里面, 他们做中流砥柱,
that they are able to stand against the tide in the time of darkness.
因为他们里面有看见,
because they have this inner seeing,
他们能在整个神的百姓堕落的时候败落的时候做恢复的工作。
And during the apostasy state of all the people, they are able to restore them.
当神把这个光照在他们的里面,
when God uses his light to shine in their hearts,
他们里面的眼睛开的时候,
their inner eyes are opened.
弟兄姊妹们, 他们不仅回头看见神永远的旨意,
brothers and sisters, they turn around, they can see God's eternal purpose.
他们也望见将来神旨意的那个成就,
they can also see ahead what God is to accomplish.
所以他就能引导当时的百姓能够超越这个时代的限制,
and they're able to lead the people at that time to surpass all the bondage of that time.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天教会要能超越这个时代给我们的限制,
today the church will also need to surpass all the limitations this time has brought to us.
你必须有所看见,
you need to have seeing.
这个看见能把你带回到起初,
because the seeing will bring you to the beginning.
这个看见能让你看见将来所要成就的事,
this seeing will also lead you to see what is to come.
那我们的属灵生活侍奉就能够超越在时代之上,
and then our spiritual life and our service will surpass of this time.
我们看见今天教会被这个时代所影响,
we see that today the church is influenced by today's time.
被环境所影响,
it is influenced by our environment.
对, 因为里面缺少了这个明确的这个看见,
because we lack the clarity of seeing.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是多么重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important thing.
按理讲, 神的百姓啊, 特别在新约时代神的百姓呢, 应该都是有属灵眼睛的一般百姓。
The people, the children of God in the New Testament should be people with spiritual eyes.
当你蒙恩得救的那天开始,
from the day that you're saved,
你里面的眼睛就已经开启了,
your inner eyes have been opened.
但是为什么今天呢, 很多时候我们看不见呢?
But why is it today that we're unable to see?
这里有很多的原因啊,
of course there are many reasons.
那么可能就是因为一个是黑暗,
one reason is there are darkness.
假如今天我们坐在这里, 我们把所有灯都关掉了,
if today we're seated here and turn off all the lights,
就是你有眼睛也看不见,
even if you have eyes you cannot see,
对吧？我站在这里也看不见,
I can stand here and you still cannot see me,
你伸自己的手你也看不见,
you lift up your hands you cannot see your
own hand. 这是因为黑暗的关系,
it is because of darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 黑暗
会叫我们看不见。
Brothers and sisters, darkness will cause us not able to see.
那另外呢，也可能你眼睛上有遮蔽。
Another reason is maybe there is something covering your eyes.
如果你的眼睛上被什么东西遮住了。
Maybe there is a veil before your eyes.
那么你也看不见。
Then you're unable to see.
啊，保罗所以看见他眼睛上掉下两个鳞片，对不对？
And you know that the two scales fell from Paul's eye. Therefore, he's able to see.
原来从前保罗在地上跑路时候，眼睛上这个是有两个鳞片。
Formerly, as Paul runs around in this world, he runs around with two scales covering his eyes.
啊，我们中国人讲啊，这个瞎人骑瞎马，这很危险。
And the Chinese said it's very dangerous for a blind to ride a blind horse.
那你这个你没办法走路的。
You're not going to get to any place.
那么以色列人眼睛前面被帕子遮住。
The Israelites, their eyes are covered with a veil.
那么你也看不见。
Therefore, they're unable to see.
所以我们需要主给我们光。
We need God to give us His light.
我们需要主把遮蔽我们眼睛的东西把它挪除。
We need God to remove the veil that has been covering our eyes.
你会发现呢，很普遍的情形啊。
You would discover something very common.
圣经在我们的手中。
We have the Bible in our hands.
圣经的话写得清楚的不得了。
And the words are recorded clearly.
但是你会看见今天神的儿女走的路啊，那个乱七八糟的。
But you see that today the children of God are walking each according to his own way.
很多人也用功读圣经。
Many people study the Bible very diligently. And yet they are unable to see.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经，我们还需要圣灵的光。
Brothers and sisters, we read the Bible, we also need the light from the Spirit.
如果没有圣灵的光在里面，
without the light from the Spirit,
就是你会背圣经也没用。
Even if you can memorize all the words of the Bible, it is useless.
所以这就是今天为什么很多人很用功读圣经，但是呢，这个路还是走得不清楚。
That is the reason why today many people study the Bible, yet they still don't know which way to walk.
那么，有许多人被传统所遮蔽。
Many people are covered by tradition.
有的人被某一种的经历、某种道理的说法所遮蔽。
Some people are covered by a certain type of experience.Or seeing.
好像圣经中他只看见那一点点。
It seems that that's little bit of what he has seen from the Bible.
他看不见全面的东西。
And he cannot see the rest of the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
不是我们的眼睛有问题。
It is not that we have problem with our eyes.
乃是我们缺少光。
Is it because there's a lack of light?
所以你看以弗所的教会。
So you look at the church in Ephesus.
在保罗服事的时候，那个光景已经是非常的荣耀。
During the time that Paul ministered upon them, their condition was glorious.
但是保罗写以弗所书给以弗所教会的时候，人就为着以弗所的圣徒祷告。
But when Paul was writing the letter to Ephesus, he was still praying for the saints.
他说：“求主照明我们心中的眼睛。”
May the Lord enlighten your inner eyes.
使你们真正的看见他。
So that you have true seeing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，以弗所是一般非常爱主的圣徒。
But my sister, the saints at Ephesus are people who love the Lord.
他们的教会的光景也是非常的美好的。
And their church condition was also beautiful.
他们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
And they believed in Jesus and they loved all the saints.
但是保罗觉得你们还是需要有看见。
But Paul said you still need seeing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要求主用光来照亮我们。
We need to ask the Lord to illuminate our heart with His light.
使我们的眼睛能真正的看见。
So that our eyes can have true seeing.
彼得在写彼得后书的时候啊，
When Peter was writing in 2 Peter,
他就提醒弟兄姊妹们。
He reminded the brothers and sisters.
他说呢，你们的眼睛哈太近视了。
He says your eyes are nearsighted.
什么叫近视呢？
What does that nearsighted mean?
近视的话，你只看眼前的。
Nearsighted means you can only see that is right in front of you.
你知道有人走路就是这样走的。
You know some people walk around like that.
这样走有时候会捡到钱的。
Because they walk looking down, maybe they can find some coins.
但是也可能撞到人。
But it is also possible they will hit some people.
弟兄姊妹们，只有你把眼睛抬起来。
Francis, only when you lift up your eyes,
远处的,
then you can see afar off.
你能看见神的国。
You can see the kingdom of God.
所以彼得告诉我们，你要抬起眼来看。
So Peter encourages that we need to lift up our eyes and see.
你看今天神很多神的儿女是有眼睛的。
You see many children of God, they do have eyes.
他们所看见的，哎呀，我的太太，我的丈夫。
But all they can see are their wife or their husbands.
哎，我的儿女怎么教养儿女？
My children, how should I raise my children? How do I run my business?
怎么样能让我呢多一点祝福？
How can I gain a little bit more blessing?
彼得告诉我们，你近视眼呐。
Peter said you're nearsighted.
啊，不是近视眼，你看近处。
You can only see something right in front of you.
你的眼睛不肯抬起来看。
You are unwilling to lift up your eyes to see.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女的眼睛应该看见。将来的荣耀。
Brother and sister, as the children of God, we need to see the glory that is ahead of us.
我们知道神的国快降临了吗？
We know that His kingdom is coming.
我们知道主快要再来了吗？
Do you know that He's coming soon?
我在各处啊，有时候问很多的圣徒们。
Whenever I travel, I ask the saints.
但是有的时候那个答案呢，是叫我们里面感觉非常非常的这个悲哀。
Some of the answer truly grieves our hearts.
我常常问说。知道主再来的人举手，这个还多一点啊。
Sometimes I ask, if you know that the Lord is coming again, raise your hand. Many people raise their hand.
知道怎么样预备迎接主再来的人就很少了。
And if I ask the question, do you know how to prepare for His second coming? Not many people raise their hand.
知道有把握以及预备好迎接主再来的，几乎没人敢举手。
If you are assured in your heart that you are prepared to receive His coming, raise your hand. Hardly any hands come up.
这说明什么？
Brother and sister, what does that tell us?
你我的眼睛有问题啊。
We have problems with our eyes.
我们没有看见神所要我们看见。
Did not see what God wants us to see.
所以在头一个世纪的时候，
So in the first century,
我们看见约翰到了晚年呢。
We see that John was in his advanced age.
他写约翰福音。
And he wrote the gospel according to John.
他写启示录。
He wrote the book of Revelation.
这两卷书里面充满了看见这样的字眼。
In these two books, it's full of words of seeing.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
约翰已经快靠近100岁。
He was nearly 100 years old.
他的灵里面的眼睛仍旧是明亮。
But his spiritual eyes are still bright.
主叫他在那个时候快靠近百岁时候写约翰福音学启示录啊。
And only when he reached almost 100 years old, God had asked him to write the gospel according to John.
证明他里面的眼睛是明亮的。
To prove that his inner eyes are still bright.
那么他所以写这两卷书。
And the reason he wrote these two books.
因为看见教会的危机。
Because he saw the crisis in the church.
因为太多神的儿女看不见。
Too many children of God cannot see.
或者是没有看见。
Or they're without seeing.
你知道在希腊文里面这个 ado 这个字哈。
You know in the Greek word ado.
啊，这个字原文就翻作看见。
And the translation is seeing.
在约翰福音里面出现了大概有145次之多。
And it appeared about 145 times in the gospel according to John.
在启示录里面出现过105次。
And it appeared 105 times in the book of Revelation.
所以约翰写这卷书的意思就告诉我们说，神的儿女们要看，要看，要看。
So the purpose that John wrote these two books is to tell the children of God, you need to see, you need to see.
那么这个字呢，在中文的翻译里面。
And this word, as translated into Chinese.
那么有的地方翻作知道、明白、晓得。
Some places it translates as to know and to understand.
啊。其实它那个字根原文的字根就是看见。
But the root of the word is to see.
这说明今天的属灵的知识是从看见来的。
This tells us that today our spiritual knowledge comes from seeing.
那么在他的书信里面另外还用了两个字。
In his epistles, he also used two other words.
就是这两个字呢也是翻作看见。
And these two words are also translated as seeing.
所以我们可以看见，我们可以说哈，约翰福音呢跟这个启示录啊。
We can say that the book of Gospel according to John and the book of Revelation
就好像以西结所看见的那个大轮子一样。
Was like the big wheel that Ezekiel saw.
那个大轮子上面有个什么现象呢？到处都是眼睛，满了眼睛。
The big wheel that Ezekiel has seen were a wheel full of eyes.
所以约翰福音里面满了眼睛，满了看见。
And so in the book of Gospel according to John, it is full of eyes, full of seeing.
启示录里面是满了看见。
The book of Revelation is also full of seeing.
约翰一直说我看见，我看见又看见啊。
And John continued to say, I saw, I saw, I saw.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见没有啊？
But sister, do you see?
今天我们不能做一个瞎眼的百姓。
Today we cannot be a blind Christian.
我们不能活在黑暗的里面。
We cannot live in darkness.
我们需要有看见。
We need to have seen.
当神的百姓失去这个看见的时候
，When the children of God have lost that sight，
神的教会就会落在一种黑暗的光景中。
Then the church of God will be fallen into darkness.
以色列的百姓在旧约时代也是一样。
Same thing with the Israelites in the Old Testament.
当他们看不见的时候。
Whenever they cannot see,
他们的光景就败落。
Their condition has fallen.
教会历史
in the church history,
很清楚地告诉我们
clearly tells us,
在头一个世纪的时候
during the first century,
那时代是一个眼睛明亮时代。
It was a time that their eyes were bright.
各个使徒们都是眼睛明亮。
All the apostles, their eyes were bright.
主救他们一再地脱离很多传统的限制。
God continued to save them from all sorts of bondage of tradition. They follow God with a bright and clear eye. And they're able to walk on the straight way. They have a sure goal. And they have a strong testimony. But we know that beginning with the second century, the light began to dim until the fifth century. The church had turned into Catholicism. And it had reached to a very darkened state. Then about 1,000 years that followed, the entire church lived in darkness. They do not allow people to read the scriptures. They do not allow people to pursue after the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，人就活在天主教这个传统的限制里面。
And all everyone lives under the bondage of this tradition.
整个时代都黑暗。
The entire age was in the darkness.
人所过的是一个宗教生活。
People lived a religious life.
多可怜呢。
But pitiful.
到最后呢，天主教呢为了收钱，用这个赎罪券，他们都相信。哎呀。
And at the end, the Catholic priest, they wanted more money and they used the ticket for atonement.
因为眼睛看不见。
Because they are unable to see.
活在黑暗的里面。
And they lived in darkness.
直等到大概十六世纪的时候。
Until about 16th century.
那么马丁路德因着读了圣经，读了圣经还是不大清楚。
And because Martin Luther had read the Bible. And even by reading the Bible, he wasn't very clear.
一面还是做天主教的修士。
He was studying the Bible on one hand and being a monk for the Catholic religion.
哎呀，他以为他敬虔得不得了。
He thought that he was a pious man.
啊，有时候，你看这个，他是一个大有学问的一个教授，拿这个钵到那个门口要饭。
He was an educated professor, and yet he begged for food with his bowl.
他以为很敬虔呢。
He thought that that is piety.
那么后来呢？好了，到了去爬那个比拉多梯的时候。
And when he began to climb the ladder of Pilate.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，去年我到罗马。
Brother and sister, I went to Rome last year.
那个梯子还在那里。
That ladder is still there.
据说这个梯子是从以色列搬过来的。
And they told us that this ladder was moved from Israel.
好多天主教徒在那里爬，还在爬。
Many Catholics are still climbing that ladder.
你看他们在爬出那个脸上的敬虔呢。
When you observe them climbing, their face is so pious.
那个严肃啊。
They were so serious.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒赶不上他了。
Brother and sister, as Christians, we cannot catch up with them.
但是叫你看了，你们心痛。
But when you saw that, it hurt your heart.
那么。这个马丁路德就在爬这个梯子的时候
，While Martin Luther was climbing this ladder，
忽然有天上的光照下来了
，All of a sudden light came down from heaven，
就照在主的话语上
，And it shined upon the word of God。
义人必因信得生
，That the just shall be， the righteous shall be justified by faith。He has seen，
看见
，He has seen，
所以他就爬起来了，不再爬了。
So he got up and he's not climbing that ladder anymore。He walked off the ladder.
你知道他们爬那个梯子哈，不是用走的。
You know, as they climbed the ladder, they cannot walk on it.
用跪的。
They had to kneel.
一阶一阶的跪上去的。
They had to use their knee to climb the ladder step by step.
因着马丁路德的看见。
And because of Martin Luther's seeing.
我们看见给教会带来一个大的转机。
It brought a great change to the church.
教会就从天主教的这一个光景中就脱离出来。
And church came out of Catholicism.
但是可惜啊
Unfortunately
那个时候他脱离的时候呢看得还不够清楚
When he left Catholicism, he still did not have a clear vision. Although it was a great change, but it was not enough. Or maybe we can say that his heart was clear. But his guidance was not clear enough.
你们记得主耶稣啊, 有一次医好一个瞎眼的人。
You remember once Jesus had healed a blind man.
那么主第一次医好他的时候啊,
the first time Jesus healed him,
主说你看见什么了?
And Jesus asked him, what do you see?
他就说看见这些人像树。
He says, I see people, they look like trees.
看是看见, 但是呢, 他是模模糊糊的。
Yes, he has seen, but he is very confused.
所以主就再摸他一次。
So the Lord touched his eyes again.
结果他眼睛就明亮了。
And then his eye was clear.
就开始看见了。
He began to see.
弟兄姊妹，16世纪的时候，我们看见已经开始有许多人里面眼睛开始有看见。
But sister, during the 16th century, many people began to see.
但是那个整个宗教那个形式捆绑还是蛮厉害。
But the tradition and the rituals of religion is still there.
一直到了第19世纪开始。
Until the beginning of 19th century.
弟兄运动开始。
And from the Brethren's movement,
哇,感谢主啊,
we praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
we see that God's light entered even brighter. And the great light shined upon those who sit in the valley of darkness. And the light of truth began to be revealed.
大概有20年的时间,
for about 20 years long.
弟兄们告诉我们, 他们这个整个的光景呢，又回到使徒时代的那个水准上。
The brothers tells us that their condition has returned to the first century condition.
但是很可惜啊。
Unfortunately.
这些年我们慢慢的感觉这个光又开始暗淡。And
these years we began to feel the light has dimmed.
对今天地上的教会来讲。
And as for the church today,
我们有严重的失明的现象。
We have a serious problem of blindness.
弟兄姊妹们, 离不开传统,
My sister, we cannot left tradition.
超越不了时代,
we cannot surpass our time.
就是不管你讲得再好啊,
doesn't matter how well you preach.
弟兄姊妹们, 是瞎眼的,
My sister, still blind.
是没有看见的,
they're without seeing. It is a common problem for all the children of God.
呀,这实在是一个非常非常严重的问题。
It is indeed a serious question.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要祷告。
My sister, we need to pray.
求主把光照在 我们的生活里,
and ask God to shine His light in our life, and to remove the scales that covered our eyes, to remove the veil that covered our face.
弟兄姊妹，我们要真正的看见到底我们做基督徒的意义是什么。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see that what is the meaning to be Christian.
到底教会的聚会的意义是什么。
What is the meaning of all these meetings of gatherings?
很多神的儿女就问他都搞不清楚的。
If you ask many children of God, they do not understand.
你说你做基督徒的意义是什么呢？
You ask what is the meaning to be a Christian?
哦，我知道了，主的血洁净我，将来上天堂， 就这样。
He says, oh yes, I know, the blood of God has cleansed me, I will go to heaven later, and that's all.
有的神的儿女根本从来就没听， 好像从来就不知道什么叫做儿子的名分。
And some children of God never heard about sonship.
他不知道要追求长大成人，要有基督长成的身量。
They do not know that they need to pursue the Lord and to grow up, to grow into the stature of Christ.
他也不知道教会的聚会到底的意义是什么。
They do not know why the church must gather.
甚至很多人讲，哎，我得救就好了，那不一定需要去聚会啊。
Even some people said, it is enough that I am saved, I don't need to go to meetings.
我们知道有很多侍奉主的人也这样的说法。
We know that even many people who serve the Lord, they say the same thing.
结果败坏很多人。
And it corrupted many people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
做基督徒是有意义的。
There is meaning to be Christian.
我们被放在教会中和弟兄姊妹们在一起是有意义的。
We're being placed in the church with all the brothers and sisters. It is full of meaning.
但是需要看见。
But we need to have seen.
今天的教会,
today's church,
地上的教会,
the church on this earth,
它严重地被基督教的传统所捆住。
It is under the bondage of the Christian tradition.
一些不爱主的圣徒们啊, 严重地被这个时代所限制。
And those Christians who do not love the Lord, they're under the bondage of today's time.
所以只有主光照我们,
only when God shines with His light, and when our inner eyes begin to see,
弟兄姊妹才会产生一个什么, 产生一个大的一个转变。
Then we will experience a great change.
我最近读到一份小小的文字。
Recently, I have read a small article.
这是我们所敬重的 Sparks 弟兄啊。
It was written by our brother Sparks.
他在一九二几年的时候。
It was during 1920 something.
他属灵生命中有一个大的转机。
And there was a great change in his spiritual life.
所以他就把他这一段的经历呢，写在他的那个见证报上面。
So he recorded this personal experience.
啊，最近我读到的时候，我觉得这一段话真的是非常的非常好。
When I read about this, I find that this is indeed very good.
我们都知道，在近代教会历史上，我们的弟兄啊，他有一个非常重要的地位。
We know that in the Christian history, our brother has a great position.
很多人都公认他是现代的先知。
And many people confirm that he is today's prophet.
的确，我们读他的书的时候，发现他里面这个启示非常的大。
When we read all about his writings, we discover that his revelation is great.
那么他在这小小的这个文字里面呢？
And in this small article,
告诉了我的经历。
He told us his experience.
所以我要把这段话呢读给弟兄姊妹听。
So I want to read this portion of words to brothers and sisters.
我想他是英文，应该先读英文，对吧？
Since he wrote in English, maybe we need to read English first.
然后呢，我再翻成中文。
And then our brother will translate into Chinese.
啊，那么或许读一段一段，我再翻一段这样，好吧
？Okay.
啊。
For many years, I was what was called a minister in the denominations. I was a minister of two denominations at the same time, so I had a big religious buildings.And I wore a clerical collar and attire. And I was in that whole system of organized Christianity. I had a big pulpit, and I preached sermons. And I was paid to do it. Well, I was very earnest. I really believed that I belonged to the Lord, and my heart was reaching out to the Lord.
以前我在公会中侍奉多年。就是所谓教会中的牧师，而且同时身为两个公会的牧师，有两个很大的礼拜堂，我穿着很庄严的牧师服饰，潜心于井井有条的基督教的整个系统之中，我有很大的讲台，常常布道，并且有固定的薪俸，当然我是十分热心的。确信我是属于主的，我的心也是向着主有追求的。
But a time came when the Lord showed me Jesus Christ. He began to reveal His Son in me. You see, I knew the Bible. I was teaching the Bible everywhere. When I went to a big church in the north of London, they had no Bible teaching meeting. They had only a very small prayer meeting. But I decided that we would have what we call a Bible school.So I got a big blackboard made, a blackboard as big as this whole platform. I decided that I would give Bible lectures. So I started going right through the Bible. I went from Genesis to Revelation. The result was that place was crowded with people for the Bible lecture. I say that to show you that I did know something about the Bible.
但有一天，神将他儿子耶稣基督启示在我里面。我当时认为我是认识圣经的，并且曾经在各处讲解圣经。我曾到伦敦北区一个很大的礼拜堂那里，由于他们没有读经聚会，只有一个很小的祷告会，所以我决定在那里开创一个圣经学校。我定做了一个很大的黑板，像讲台那样宽。我的圣经课程从旧约的创世纪开始，一直讲到启示录。结果来听讲圣经的人挤满了课堂。我之所以提到这些，是想说明当时我的确对圣经有所认识。
The day came when I saw the Lord Jesus, and all these other things were like nonsense.All this church business was like little children playing at going to church. All this dressing up in clerical clothes, oh, how silly it was. I really had not seen the Bible. I had it all in my head, but really the Bible was a closed book. When the Lord showed me His Son, all these other things went. It was like nonsense to me. I saw that the Lord Jesus is the church, not these things. I saw that the Lord Jesus is everything in the Bible. The Bible is not a book. The Bible is Christ. I saw the Bible in Genesis. I saw Christ in Genesis. All through the Bible, I saw Christ. It made everything else so foolish. It simply turned me inside out and upside down. All those other things had to be left behind. I saw the Lord Jesus. I do not mean I saw Him with these natural eyes. But what Paul means when he said, He pleased God to reveal His Son in me, that is what happened in my case.
但有一日，当我看见了主耶稣时，上述的一切都是成为无稽之谈。原来教会里的事，相比之下已成为儿戏。之前身上穿的那套牧师衣服也变得愚不可及。我发现自己以往实在不认识圣经，我原有的不过是头脑的知识，而圣经对我来说只是一部封闭的书。当神将他儿子显现给我以后，所有这一切都过去了。我看见教会就是主耶稣，而不是我原来做的那些事物。我看见圣经中的事都是主耶稣，圣经不再是一本书，圣经乃是基督。我在创世纪中看见主耶稣，在整本圣经里看见主耶稣，这件事实在给我一个脱胎换骨的大转变，革命性的转变啊！当我看见主耶稣时，就抛弃了原先的一切事。我所说的看见主耶稣，并不是凭肉眼，乃是凭属灵的眼睛看见的。犹如保罗所说，神乐意将他儿子启示在我里面。
And a new thing began from that time. A new ministry began. A new work of God began. And I am here today on the other side of the world because of that.
从那时起便有一个新生发动，开始了新的侍奉，神开始做新的工作。这就是为什么今天我得以到世界的另一面的一个原因。那么这一篇呢，短短的文字
And in this short article,
讲到我们弟兄在他生命中一个重大的转变。
It tells us an important change in our brother's life.
你看见在他没有看见之前呢
，Before he has seen,
他有热心的
，He also has zealousness. He also pursued God.
你不能说他没有追求主。
You cannot say that he did not pursue God.
他也热心主的工作。
He also was zealous in the business of God.
他也在那里布道。
He also preached the sermons.
他在基督教的里面呢，他做了一个牧师。
And in the Christendom, he is a pastor.
那么他也用功读圣经。
He is also one who's dedicated himself to study the Bible.
并且他讲的圣经还很有果效。
And his preaching was also effective.
啊，在两个大礼拜堂里面服侍。
He served in two great big church.
啊，后来在伦敦北边一个大礼拜堂服侍，越讲圣经人越多。
And later on, he served in a church in the north of London. The more he preached, the more people came.
可见他很有恩赐。
So you see that he was gifted.
他有口才。
He was an eloquent man.
他也能吸引人。
He can also attract people to come.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的弟兄告诉我们。
Brother and sister, our brother tells us.
他有热心，有知识。
He has zealousness. He has knowledge.
还是没有看见。
But he was without seeing.
直等到有一天。
Until one day.
主开了他里面的眼睛。
That God opened up his inner eyes.
回头看他以往的服事的时候。
As he looked back all his services in the past.
他觉得那个像儿戏。
He thought that those were just like child play.
他以前穿的那个牧师制服那个领子倒过来的，这样转过来的。
And all those clerical attire he put on with the backward collar.
他觉得这个真是愚昧啊。
He thought these were nonsense.
怎么会穿上那个东西呢
？Why did I put on this collar？
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers sisters，
你看见从神开他的眼睛，照亮他的眼睛之后
，After God has opened his eyes and shined into his eyes，
他就从全本圣经里面看见主。
He began to see Christ throughout the entire Bible.
从那天开始起，他整个的生活侍奉有了一个大的转变。
Since that day, there is a complete change in his life and in his ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们不要以为说我们今天这样的生活，我们这样的爱主，这样的跟随，就已经是对的，恐怕不对啊。
Do not think that because you serve God today, you live your life today, that this is the right way. Maybe it is not.
神已经开了我们的眼睛。
God has opened up our eyes.
我再说，我们需要光。
I said again that we need his light.
我们需要主把脸上鳞片帕子统统把它除去。
We need him to remove the scales of our eyes and the veils from our face.
求主叫我们不活在这个传统的思想里面。
May God cause us not to live in this traditional thought.
求主叫我们能不受这个时代的影响。
That we will not be influenced by the age we live in.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个看见带来真正的转机。
Brothers and sisters, only with seeing that will bring true change in our life.
所以以赛亚的经历也是这样。
And it was the same with Isaiah's.Experience.
在以赛亚书第六章以前呢
And before chapter 6 of the book Isaiah,
你看以赛亚已经在那里服侍。
You see that Isaiah was already serving God.
他也传递神的话。
He also spoke and preached the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，他也在那里教导神的百姓。
He also teach and the children of God.
我们看见在他看见之前，他很忠诚，也很热忱。
And before he seeing, he was also very faithful and fervent.
并且他的灵非常的正直。
His spirit was upright.
就像我们的弟兄在没有看见主之前的那个服事一样。
Just like our brother Spark, same kind of service.
也像今天在地上很多正直爱主的弟兄姊妹一样。
Just like many brothers and sisters today who are faithful serving the Lord.
哦，我们看见那个时候他对这个以色列百姓的那个指责非常的严厉。
At that time, he was very critical of the Israelites.
所以以赛亚书第六章的看见是以赛亚整个生命中的一个大转变。
And so the vision of Isaiah in chapter 6 was the great change in his life.
他看见了这三件重要的事情。
He saw the three things.
弟兄姊妹，这三件重要的事情也是今天我们在主跟前需要看见。
And these three things are also things we need to see before the Lord.
我们刚刚讲他第一个看见是看见在荣耀里面的基督。
We mentioned that he first seen the Christ in glory.
第二个，他看见自己的不洁净。
The second seeing that he saw his uncleanness.
第三个，他看见了那个余数的原则。
And thirdly, he saw the principle of the remnant.
那么这三个看见呢，我想从中间这个看见先开始讲。
And for these three seeing, I will begin to share from the middle portion.
我想在侍奉主的事情上，我们要先认识自己很重要。
In our ways to serve God, it is important for us to first understand and know ourselves.
以赛亚在没有这个看见之前呢
，prior to Isaiah's vision，
他有服事
，he also served God。
但是那个时候的侍奉呢，他是针对的当时犹大的百姓的。
But his service at that time was point directly to the Jews at that time.
他的话语很严厉。
His words were severe.
你们怎么样？你们怎么样？
He says, "You ought to do. You ought to do."
弟兄姊妹，哪里晓得有一天当主光照他的时候
？But one day when God enlightened his heart,
他看见了主，也看见自己。
He saw the Lord. He also saw himself.
他才晓得，不仅呢，以色列的百姓是不洁净的，他自己也是不洁净的。
He began to see not only the people are with unclean lips, he also has unclean lips.
所以今天我们的侍奉上面呢？
Today in our service,
不是光看见别人的不洁净。
Don't just see other people's uncleanness.
弟兄姊妹要看见自己里面的不洁净。
But we need to see the uncleanness within ourselves.
这是在侍奉上面一个很重要的一个点。
And this is a very important point in our service.
主若许可，明天我们再来讲在荣耀里的基督啊。
If God willing, tomorrow we will share upon the Christ in glory.
然后我们再来看。这个余数的原则。
Then we will see the principle of the remnant.
所以我想侍奉上最好我们先把自己的问题给它解决。
In our service, we first need to resolve our personal issues.
那么我们看见以赛亚刚刚出来侍奉主的时候。
When Isaiah first came out to serve God.
那时候他很年轻。
That time he was very young.
他在乌西亚，乌西亚约坦的年间。
He was serving during the reign of King Uzziah and Jotham.
你知道那个时候啊，旧的以色列人外表上面来讲，情况是相当兴旺。
You know that just the physical condition of the Israelites at that time, they were in a good time.
但是作为一个年轻的侍奉主的人呢，这个以赛亚里面是不满足的。
But as a young man who served the Lord, Isaiah was not satisfied in his heart. Because he still was able to see many darknesses that dwell in the lives of God's people. So this young Isaiah, he was full of
fervor.
He was full of uprightness. And he was very bold. And he rose up to rebuke the people. We know that he did not rebuke according to his own heart. I saw that there are many young Christians today. They also are very bold. They see something that's not right. They will open their mouth to criticize. But their words are not right. If you read the first five chapters of the book of Isaiah, you will see Isaiah knows the Lord. His eyes were also clear. And so there is definite value for the first five chapters of Isaiah. In the first five chapters, it talks about four things. And the four things that tells us the process of the apostasy state of Israel. One step at a time. First point. He rebuked them that they have stayed away from God. Brothers
and sisters,
our relationship with God, it is the most important relationship. Do you have a close relationship with God or a very distant relationship with God? At that time, the Israelites had distanced themselves from God. And this caused a great crisis.
所以呢, 这个, 以赛亚, 那个年轻的以赛亚, 讲起话来, 很有魄力,
And so the young Isaiah was fearless when he rebuked them.
他呼天喊地,
he called out to heaven and called on to earth. You can see his heart for the Lord.
天啊, 要听地啊, 侧耳听啊, 呼天喊地。
Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth. You see, sometimes when the young people are excited, they also call out to heaven and call out to earth. He says, and the ox knows its owner, the donkey knows its master, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. And the Israelites were so distant away from God, they can't even be compared to ox or donkey. And his words are very severe. You know that ox are an animal with low intelligence. Even though he has low intelligence, but at least the ox knows its owner. And if the ox does not know you, you cannot lead that ox away.
这个驴子呢, 很固执的, 很顽固的。
And donkeys are very stubborn animal.
它不大认识主人,
he does not know the master very well, but at least he knows the master's manger.
那知道,
at least he knows who is feeding him.
弟兄姊妹,以色列人的光景跟神间生疏到一个地步啊。
Brothers and sisters, Israelites are so distant from God. They do not know their master. They do not even know the master's manger. Brothers
and sisters,
the Israelites have left God and despised God.
这个指责他们的不认识，是指在经历上面不认识神。
And Isaiah rebuked them for their misunderstanding is in their experiences. Today, all the Christians, we know that we believe in God. But do you experience God?
你的认识是仅仅止于一些讲道, 一些道理的讲论, 还是在你的生命中 经历耶稣基督是你的主呢？
Your knowledge of God, does it come from listening sermons or discussing about him, or does it come from your experience?
这样的光景，弟兄姊妹们，来断定你到底跟神之间是不是很生疏或者是很亲近。
Such kind of condition will tell us whether you're close to God or distant to God.
因为他们与神生疏的缘故，
Because they are distant to God,
所以他们献上的是虚浮的供物。
And so they offered up a falsehood.
那都不实在的。
And nothing is real.
因为他们不够认识神呢。
And because they do not know God enough.
弟兄姊妹们，连他们的聚会呢，神都厌恶。
And God even despised their gatherings.
你看见在第一章里面呢？
In chapter 1,
这个第十三节那里说啊。
In verse 13,
你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香瓶是我所憎恶的，月朔和安息日并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的，做罪孽又守严肃会我也不能容忍，你们的月朔和节期我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。
Verse 13 says, bring your worthless offering no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feast. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them.
你看，这是多么严厉的一个指责。
These are such stern rebuke.
但是弟兄姊妹，这对我们今天也是重要的提醒。
But these are also important reminders for us today.
我们不能过着一个与神生疏的生活。
We cannot live a life which is distant from God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果在你的生活中你一点都摸不到主，这是一个可怕的现象。
If you are unable to touch God in your life, then something is wrong.
那么因着以色列人与神生疏。
And because the Israelites have distanced themselves from God,
他们的光景就开始下降。
And their condition began to fall.
到第二步是什么呢？就崇拜偶像。
What's the second step? That is to worship the idols.
圣经形容说，他们像非利士人一样，跪拜自己手所造的，就自己手指所做的。
And the Bible tells us that they were like the Philistines to worship and bow down before what their hands has made.
我们知道，在异教里面有很多偶像。
We know that in cults there are many idols.
难道在教会中也会有偶像吗？
Can you also find idols in the church?
但是你如果看看今天地上教会的光景，
If you look at today's church's condition,
弟兄姊妹们，真是有很多偶像。
But sister, you will find many idols.
崇拜这个人，崇拜那个人。
And they exalt this man, exalt that man.
崇拜这些事，崇拜那些东西。
They worship this thing and worship that thing.
弟兄姊妹，以赛亚心里面非常的激愤。
But sister, Isaiah was very angry in his heart.
所以他就在那喊说：“到那日，唯独耶和华被尊崇。”
He says, "Until that day, only Jehovah will be lifted up."
今天你们拜这些偶像，但是到有一天来到的时候，只有主耶稣被高举。
Today you worship all these idols, but until one day when Jesus comes, he will be high and lifted up.
我们作为基督徒啊，
as Christians,
我们也晓得有一天主回来的时候，
we know that one day when our Lord returns,
那当然我们是把所有的尊荣都归给他了，
of course we will give all honors to him.
哎呀，但是弟兄姊妹们，不需要到那日吧。
But brothers and sisters, you don't have to wait until that day.
希望今天主在我们中间就能得到尊荣。
Today, may the Lord receive honor from us.
所以你与神生疏，那么你就崇拜偶像。
If you distance yourself from God, then you begin to worship idols.
然后第三步。
The third step.
我们看见属灵的生活开始败落。
And the spiritual life began to deteriorate.
圣经一个明显说法就是，在他们中间幼稚的人做首领。
And the Bible tells us the young ones became the leaders.
你看在第三章第四节那里说什么呢？
Chapter 3 verse 4.
主说我必使孩童做他们的首领，使婴孩辖管他们。
And I will make mere lads their princes, and nursing children will rule over them.
这里就讲到这些人是幼稚的一般人。
Here it tells us that these aren't young people.
今天在教会里面我们晓得治理教会啊，这多么重要的一件事情啊！
Today we know it is so important to govern the church.
治理教会需要属灵生命成熟的人。
in order to govern a church, we need to have people who have spiritual maturity. They need to have knowledge of God.
但是呢，你看各到各处，很多都是什么呢？对神也没有多少认识，生命也没有多少经历的人，在教会中都都做领袖了。
But when you travel to many gatherings today, all over the places, you find many people who does not have much spiritual knowledge, and they are managing. This is such a fearful thing.
啊，我知道有一个弟兄，我晓得他刚刚蒙恩没多久啊。
I know a brother who was just a Christian for not very long time.
他就搬家到了另外一个地方去。
He moved to another place.
我也是去看他。
Once I went to visit him.
哦，他已经当了教会的执事了。
He has already become a deacon in the church.
哎呀，我心想他就可以做执事啊。
I said, oh, how can he become a deacon?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，大家都还很尊敬他，跟着他走。
And the brother sister respected him and followed his guidance.
所以我们坐下来谈谈，他什么都不懂。
As we sat down to talk about things, he doesn't understand much.
弟兄姊妹们，孩童做首领呢。
But sister, a child became the ruler.
婴孩管辖他们呢。
A babe became the ruler.
你看这样的光景。那个教会的光景能好吗？
And can this be the right condition for church?
今天有很多教会里面侍奉主的人，圣经都根本没好好读过。
And today many people who serve in the church, they have not even read the Bible.
所以我在各处啊，我都跟一些青年弟兄姊妹讲。
As I travel to places, I will speak to the young people.
我记得曾经在这里说过。
I think I mentioned it here before.
我说，如果圣经你没有读过二十遍，你不要摸教会的事情。
If you have not read the Bible 20 times, then do not touch church service.
好多人跟我讲太严厉了吧。
Some people say that's too severe.
二十遍了。
20 times?
他说我一遍都还没读过呢。
I haven't even read it once.
那么你一遍都没读过，你怎么敢在教会里面指这个指东指西的呢？
If you have not even read the Bible once, then how can you criticize the matters in church?
你怎么敢就在这里把你的意见来影响教会呢？
How can you bring out your suggestion to influence the church?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我就说你读完了二十遍，也并不代表你真正认识神的心意。
Even after you read the Bible 20 times, it doesn't mean that you truly know God's desire.You still need to pursue before the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters,
这些教会的光景的低落
today the fallen state of the church,
受到教会的领袖们的影响实在是太厉害
it is because the leadership has problems.
所以以色列人光景一个悲惨的情形
and this is the tragic condition of the Israelites.
他们中间这些幼稚的人起来当了领袖
the lads became their princes.
弟兄姊妹们，因此呢。
Therefore,
主说啊，第三章十二节那里。
In chapter 3 and verse 12.
他说：“至于我的百姓，孩童欺压他们，妇女管辖他们，我的百姓啊，引导你的使你走错，并且毁坏你所行的道路。
All my people, their oppressors are children, and women rule over them.” O my people, those who guide you lead you astray and confuse the direction of your path.
我阅读这些话
The more I read these words,
哎呀，我里面实在是，感觉充满了害怕。
And the more I have fear in my heart.
这不是光是当时以色列百姓的光景。
And because this is not just the description of the Jewish, the Israelites' condition at that time.
今天在地上很多地方教会的光景也是这样。
This is a description of many churches today.
所以教会中如果有老练有成熟的人在，是一个很大的福气。
It is such a great blessing if a church have mature, experienced Christian as leaders.
你看看，你自己都搞不清楚，你还带着人走路，对吧？
If you yourselves are confused, how can you lead other people?
我知道有很多人很有热心。
I know many people have fervent heart spirit.
我在美国有时候跑到一些地方去啊，我找不到路，我就问人，那个人热心的不得了。
Sometimes as I travel, I will get lost. I will ask people for directions.
我说
they are very zealous.
那个在哪里呀？
When I ask them how to get to a certain place,
他告诉我热心的这样走，这样那样走。
And they will tell me how to go and which way to go.
我走了，结果根本就错了。
I followed the direction and I got to the wrong place.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，热心引导你的人也很多啊。
Brothers and sisters, there are many people who led you fervently.
你要小心。
But you need to be careful.
哎，你要找那个真正成熟老练的人。
You need to find those who are truly experienced and mature.
属灵生活侍奉的光景败落。
and their spiritual life and service condition have fallen.
然后在三章第十六节以后，我们看见他们就注重什么呢？注重的外表的装饰。
And after verse 16 in chapter 3, they began to emphasize on the ornaments, the physical ornaments.
哇，我读这个我就觉得，哎，这个以赛亚了不起啊。
I read this part and I said, I see that Isaiah was truly great.
当时这些妇女身上的装饰，他看得这么清楚。
And he paid special attention to all the ornaments that the women were adorned themselves.
啊，因为以赛亚是个贵族，所以他可能就比较知道的多了。
Because Isaiah came from a noble family, maybe that's why he knows about these ornaments.
啊，以色列百姓只注重外表。
And the Israelites only pay attention to the outward apparel. They build a beautiful temple. And all the ones that came to the meeting are all well dressed. They come in very nice cars. All the decoration in the church are very comfortable.
弟兄姊妹们，人家以为说这样子，你看看，我们这个教会多好啊。
They thought that this way they can tell people how great our church is.
以赛亚看得心里面在流血。
And Isaiah saw this, and his heart was bleeding.
严厉的指责你们不知羞耻。
He sternly rebuked them that you do not know your shame.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我的确看见有些教会啊，这个穷人都不大敢进去的。
I did see churches that the poor men are afraid to walk in.
这实在是神百姓中的羞耻。
It is indeed a shame among the children of God.
所以神要审判这样的情形。
So God would judge this kind of condition.
所以那个教会的光景啊，结果是凄凉。
And the church condition was in desolation.
如同以色列百姓光景的凄凉一样。
Just as the desolation of the Israelites.
啊，今天你到欧洲去啊。
Today you go to Europe.
很多大礼拜堂都是观光的地方。
There are many huge cathedrals are just for tourism.
没有多少人在里面真正敬拜主。
No one worship God there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你进去你就感觉一片的凄凉。
Brother and sister, you walk in, you feel the desolation.
这是因为什么呢？神的百姓与神生疏。
And this is because the children of God distanced themselves from God.
那么他们崇拜偶像。
They worshiped the idols.
然后属灵的生活败落。
And their spiritual life began to fall.
第四步。
Fourth step.
到了更严重的地步。
They come to the more serious state.
毁坏神的整个工作。
They destroy the work of God.
所以在以赛亚书第五章的里面。
In Isaiah chapter 5.
连我们的神呢、啊。都在这里唱悲歌。
Even God began to sing the dirge.
唱这个葡萄园的悲歌。
He sang the dirge of the vineyard.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天呢，我们与神生疏。
We know that today, if we distance ourselves from God,
我们崇拜偶像。
We began to worship the idol.
我们属灵的生活败落。
Our spiritual life began to deteriorate.
最后的严重的情形是叫。神的见证失去。
And the last serious result is that we lose God's testimony. And God's work began to is being destroyed. So here he began to sing the dirge of the vineyard.
神说我摘的是上等的葡萄，怎么变成野葡萄了呢？
The Lord says, I have planted the good grapes. How can they become wild?
我们晓得葡萄园。在圣经里面，这是指着神的工作说的。
We know the vineyard speaks of God's work in the Bible.
教会应该是神的葡萄园。
The church ought to be God's vineyard.
神栽上的上等的葡萄。
And God has planted the good grapes.
结果呢，经过一些情况的转变，变成野葡萄了。
But after some changes, it turned into wild grapes.
这个对今天教会来讲、啊、
And this to today's church,
如果我们不重视那个属灵的生命
If we do not emphasize on the spiritual life,
我们只注重我们自己的老旧生命
If we only pay attention to our old selves,
弟兄姊妹们，上等的葡萄树就会变成野葡萄树
Then the good grapes will turn into wild.
如果我们不知道活在灵里面
If we do not know to live in the spirit,
我们只知道活在那个魂的享受、身体的享受里面
And only live in enjoyment of our soul and our flesh,
弟兄姊妹们做的工作就会变质
Brothers and sisters, God's work will begin to change.
所以以赛亚用很严厉的话指责他们。
And so Isaiah rebuked them sternly.
这里讲到百姓的六个大祸。
Here he tells the six woes of the people.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这对我们是重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a grave reminder for all of us.
第一个大祸。
The first one.
只顾自己的安居。
And they only care about their own dwelling.
第二个大祸。
A second woe.
只顾自己的享乐。
They only pursue after their own enjoyment.
第三个大祸。
The third woe.
暗中行恶，轻看神的作为。
And they practice evil secretly, and look and despise God's work.
第四个大祸。
And the fourth woe.
颠倒是非，黑白不分。
And they change things around. They do not know right from wrong.
第五个大祸。
The fifth wall,
自以为是。
They think highly of themselves.
自己以为自己有智慧，自己以为自己很通达。
They think that they have knowledge and they know what to do.
第六个大祸。
The sixth wall,
接受贿赂，称恶人为义。
They receive bribes and call the evil men, call the wicked men as righteous.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
以色列百姓当他们活在这样的光景中的时候。
When the Israelites live in such condition,
让我们的神呢、啊，都只好唱悲歌了。
Even cause our God to sing a dirge,
因为他们毁坏了神的整个工作。
For they have completely ruined God's work.
所以你读以赛亚书前五章啊。
So when you read the first five chapters of Isaiah,
哇，我感觉这个年轻的以赛亚。
And you look at this young Isaiah.
充满了。好像这个圣洁公义的灵。
He is filled with a spirit of righteousness.
非常的严厉。
He was very severe.
看见那个国中这许多的光景。
He point out all the wrongs in his country.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道年轻人的侍奉。
You know the service from a young people.
那么有的时候总是比较具有正义感。
And most of the time, they're full of justice.
为着主啊，也比较绝对。
They're very direct for the Lord.
这个言语呢，多公义，但是少恩典。
Their words are full of justice, but lack grace.
对别人要求非常严厉，但对自己啊，也不一定。
They have strict requirement of other people, but not for themselves.
这是我们年轻时候服侍主的时候都会有的现象。
When we serve God in our younger age, we all have experienced these.
我记得我刚刚出来侍奉主的时候也有点像这样。
I remember when I just came out to serve the Lord, I was a little bit like this.
当然我没有以赛亚这么严谨。
Of course, I wasn't as serious as Isaiah.
但是那个整个的态度有点这个样子。
But I have the same attitude.
刚出来看教会，什么都看不顺眼。
When I first came out to serve, I find faults in everything in the church.
每天都指责这个，指责那个。
Daily, I would criticize this, criticize that.
在青年聚会里面呢、啊，讲话很绝对，很厉害。
In the young people's meeting, I would speak fearless words.
哦，讲到个地步，那青年弟兄姊妹看到我都害怕。
I would be so strict that they will all be afraid of me.
所以他们很少人找我交通。
Not many people would fellowship with me.
我说这个找孙弟兄交通啊，很难的。
He says it's very difficult to fellowship with brother son. He is too strict.
但是那个时候呢，我里面呢真是觉得这个被神的正义所充满。
But at that time, I would truly felt I am filled with the righteousness of God.
我觉得我这样做没有错。
I think that there's nothing wrong for me to be like this.
我讲的话都是圣经。
Speak every word out of the Bible.
并且都是属灵的话。
And they are all spiritual words.
我有什么错呢？
What fault am I?
啊，的确没有错。
Of course, nothing was wrong.
我记得那个时候我跟魏弟兄住在一起。
I remember that time I was living with Brother Wei.
啊，感谢主啊，这个主把一位非常好的年长的弟兄摆在我的身边。
I thank the Lord that He has placed a very good elderly brother next to me.
那么当然，魏弟兄比较有经验了，所以他看着这个年轻人比较好。
And of course, Brother Wei has more experience, so he just observed this young man.
有的时候他也是笑眯眯的看着。
And many times he observed me with a smile.
他也知道年轻人刚出来侍奉主了，做 不是这个这个比较这个这个绝对的。
And he knows that as a young man who just came out to serve God, he is very direct.
也很有冲劲。
And he also rushes forward.
我很记得那个时候他对我说了一句话，这个给我终身的帮助。
I remember the words he spoke to me at that time, which helped me for the rest of my life.
他想那个时候魏弟兄大概还不到五十岁啊。
I think he was not yet 50 at that time.
哎呀，但是他的话很有智慧。
But his words were with wisdom.
他有一天在吃饭的时候就跟我讲。
One day he was talking to me during meal time.
他说啊，这个果子还青，不太好吃。
He says the fruit are unripe, doesn't taste very good.
啊，你知道，一个是个苹果，如果还是很青很。
You know, when the apple or any kind of fruit is still green, when you take a bite of it, it's very awful tasting.
他说果子还青，不好吃。
He said the fruit are still green, they're not tasty.
他说等它成熟了就好吃。
But once the fruit ripens, it is sweet.
但我知道他在讲我。
Of course, I know he was talking about me.
嗯啊，那魏弟兄实在是很有智慧。
And he was full of wisdom.
他也不是说，哎，你怎么可以这样讲话？那么这样不对，他不这样讲。
He did not rebuke me for saying this or saying that.
他说，有的时候你的话都是对的。
Sometimes he says, sometimes your words are all correct.
但是你的灵不对。
But your spirit is not right.
弟兄姊妹们，我那个时候二十几岁，刚出头啊，刚刚出来侍奉主。
And sister, I was just 20-something at that time, just came out to serve the Lord.
所以我当读以赛亚书的时候啊。
So when I read the book of Isaiah,
哎，我看以赛亚也有这个过程啊。
I think that Isaiah went through the same process.
刚出来侍奉主啊，那个真是充满正义啊。
When he just came out to serve God, he's full of righteousness.
言语非常的犀利，非常的这个绝对。
His words were very sharp and very critical.
嗯，他恐怕在以色列百姓中间想。嗯，只有我呢，大概还能够让神看得上。
He probably thought that he was the only one that God can still behold him.
哪里晓得，到了以赛亚书第六章的时候。
Yeah, when he comes to chapter 6.
就是那个神的光进来。
The light of God came into his heart.He has seen the glorious Lord. And under this great light, he began to see his condition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个看见是多么的重要。
Brother and sister, this seeing is so important.
从前呢，他都是那个手是指责着以色列百姓的。
Formerly, his hand is always stretching out, pointing at the people.
所以他可能立志的做一个忠心侍奉主的人。
He has set up his mind to be determined, to be a person who served the Lord faithfully.
指责以色列百姓说这个要严厉。
And he pointed to the wrongs of the people.
但是呢，缺少一点，没有看见自己。
And yet he did not see himself.
所以你看，在以赛亚书第六章那里啊。
So you see in chapter 6.
当他看见那位荣耀的主。
When he seen the glorious Lord.
第五节那里说什么？那是我说祸在我灭亡了。
And so verse 5 he says, "Woe is me, for I am ruined."
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们只有在主的光中呢，你才会真正的看见这样的一个景象。
Only under the light of God, we will see our true condition.
以赛亚在这之前没有看见自己。
And before this, Isaiah never seen himself.
可能他每次照镜子都觉得还不错。
Every time he looked into the mirror, he saw someone who's pretty good.
弟兄姊妹，照镜子不行的。
Brother and sister, you cannot just look into the mirror.
需要主的光啊。
You need the light of God.
这个光一照的时候，你发现什么？他居然喊出什么祸灾啊，祸灾，我灭亡了。
When the light shines upon you, you would cry out and says, "Woe is me, for I am ruined."
他这个祸灾的意思就是说什么有祸了，哀灾呀。
And woe is means that something terrible is happening.
弟兄姊妹，你有过这样蒙光照的经验吗？
Brother and sister, have you ever had such experience?
如果没有主的光照在我们的里面，
without the light of God shining in us,
我们一般人来讲，我们都是很容易指责别人。
We will be so critical of other people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，只有在主的光中能看见自己的败坏。
Only under the light of God, we will see our own corruption.
他不仅祸在，他说我灭亡了。
Not only he says, "Woe is me," he says, "I am ruined."
这个灭亡呢，就是死亡。
And this ruin means that he is dead.
就是无有。
Means nothing.
需要被剪除的。
He needs to be cut off.
需要被灭绝的。
He needs to be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，只有在主的光中，
Only under the light of God,
我们才看见我们什么都不是。
We will know that we are nothing.
所以有很多弟兄姊妹常常祷告说，主啊，我这个是火狐的材料，这是祷告的好啊。
Some people pray and says, Lord, I'm only a material for burning. This is a good prayer.
主的光如果照到我们，我们才知道我们这个人只配下火狐的。
When the light of God shines upon us, we will discover we're only material for the lake of fire.
所以这个年少的这个以赛亚，
So this young Isaiah,
在主的光中开始认识自己。
He began to know himself under the light of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brand sisters,
我们只有在主的这个光中看见自己的光景。
Only under the light of God, we are able to see our condition.
我们对人才会产生同情。
Then we will have sympathy for others.
你会看见你跟他差不多。
Because you find out you are just the same as the others.
你也没有好多少，说不定更糟糕。
You're not any better, probably even worse.
然后我们才会谦卑。
Then we will learn humility.
然后呢，在我们的侍奉中呢，可能就多有恩典。
And in our service, we will begin to have more grace.
不是说不要指责。
It doesn't mean that we will no longer point out the wrongs.
但是那个从恩典里面出来的话，跟这个光是从一个争议的感觉里面出来的话不一样。
But the words that arises out of grace is different than words out of self-righteousness.
哎呀，他在发觉，他说，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
He says, "I am a man of unclean lips."
又住在嘴唇不洁的人。
And I live among the people of unclean lips.
哦，原来以赛亚从前在以色列百姓中看，哎呀，大家的嘴都不干净。
Formerly, Isaiah saw that everyone's lips are unclean.
看这个也不干净，看那个也不干净。
This one is unclean lips, and this one is without unclean lips.
讲神的话应该干净，对不对？
But I am one who speak the word of God, so I have clean lips.
的确，我们读了前五章，我们没看见他嘴唇有什么不干净。
Of course, we read the first five chapters. He did not say anything that is unclean.
但是当时的光一临到的时候，
But when the light of God comes upon him,
他就看见他自己嘴唇也不洁净。
He sees that his lips are unclean.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们觉得作为神的儿女啊，
to be the children of God,
可能我们那个口所犯的罪是最多的。
Maybe we have more offenses from our lips.
我们的口很容易讲论是非。
It is so easy for us to gossip with our lips.
我们很容易发怨言。
It is so easy for us to complain with our lips.
你有发过怨言吗？
Have you ever murmured?
弟兄姊妹，我承认我发过很多怨言。
Brothers and sisters, I confess I have done that.
我记得我有一次。和一个年长的姊妹在一起、啊、
I remember once I was talking to an elderly sister.
哇，我的里面是被怨言所充满。
My heart was filled with complaints.
我拉她到我的房间里面就准备发怨言。
I invited her to my room so that I can pour out my complaints to her.
找到个机会了，因为我想平常我在教会中服侍，我是一个侍奉主的人，我这个嘴巴多讲点圣洁的话，对不对
？I thought that I'm
怨言没地方可以发，那年长姊妹来了可以了。
I'm a person who served God, and I need to speak holy words, so I cannot complain to other people. But now here's an elderly sister, I can complain to her.
我就在那开始讲。
So I began to talk.
我到现在印象还很深，我就看她皱着眉头听我讲。
I still have this clear image in my heart, and she was she listened to me with knotted eyebrows.
我还在讲一半，她就拍我的腿。
And I only finished about half, and then she slapped on my knees.
弟兄，凡事相信，凡事相信。
Brothers, believe in all things. Believe in all things.
就这一拍，我也讲不下去了。
And after she slapped my knees, I couldn't continue.
但是印象很深刻。
But it left a deep impression.
弟兄姊妹，我们的口是不洁净的。
But sister, our lips are unclean.
那有的时候呢，我们也讲不准确的话。
Sometimes we will speak words that's not accurate.
你知道，在工作上面哈，在侍奉主事上，有时候我们很夸张的。
Sometimes we exaggerate things.
不准确。
inaccurate.
甚至有时候讲错误的话。
Even sometimes we will say the wrong things.
有的时候弟兄姊妹们，我们的口还会咒诅别人。
Many times we will use our lips to curse others.
有的时候是说谎话。
Sometimes we lie.
欺骗。
Deceive.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个口啊，实在是个难管制的东西，对不对？
Our mouth is an organ that is so difficult to control.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us.
我们的口跟我们的心是相连的东西。
Our mouth is directly connected to our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你心里充满什么，你嘴巴就说什么。
What fills your heart, you will express with your lips.
虽然有的基督徒呢，他这个比较沉默，不太讲话。
Even though there are some Christians who are more silent, they do not say much.
但心里面充满怨言。
But his heart is filled with complaints.
当然没有说出来，好像比说出来好一点点，对不对
？It seems like they are better for not expressing their complaints.
但是我们记得说出来伤人。
But you know that whatever you have spoken will hurt other people.
没有说出来伤自己。
Whatever unspoken will hurt yourself.
所以很多人一不说不说不说，到最后心脏病。
And so many people will keep all the complaint in their heart, and finally they will have heart attack.
所以这个都是不洁净。
All these are unclean.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
以赛亚看见自己的口不洁净。
Isaiah saw that his lips were unclean.
这个时代具有很大的代表性。
And this has a great representation.
的确，今天在教会里面。
Today in the church.
如果我们大家都说洁净的言语。
If we all speak words of holiness.
哇，这个教会就清洁多了，对不对啊
？And this church will be so pure.
如果我们在家里面都说清洁的言语。
If we all speak pure words at home.
我们的家就清洁多了。
Our hearts will, our house will be much pure.
为什么今天教会中充满了许多不该有的事情呢
？Why is it the church today is filled with many things that's wrong？
为什么我们家里充满了许多不该有的事情呢
？Why is it our houses are filled with things that's wrong？
因为是我们的嘴。
It's because our lips.
没有被洁净。
Our lips have not been cleansed.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
以赛亚那天在主的光中看见自己是嘴唇不洁的人。
That day Isaiah saw his unclean lips in the light of God.
他说：“又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。”
He says, "Because I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
这个整个的不洁净，因为你看见主了。
The reason you know that you're unclean because you have seen the Lord.
你看见主耶稣基督的王权，看见他的荣耀。
You see the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you saw His glory.
我们才真正看见自己的光景是多么不洁净。
Then we see our true condition, how unclean we are.
弟兄姊妹，今天在世界中啊。
Brother and sister, today in this world.
无论是上流人、下流人。
Whether you're upper class or the lower class.
在主的光中看，都是不洁净。
Under the light of God, you're all unclean.
今天如果我们有遇见主的经历，我们就知道。
Today, if we have met the Lord, then we know about this experience.
从前呢，以赛亚呢也缺少这样的经历。
Formerly, Isaiah lacked this kind of experience.
因为他的眼睛看见是地上的君王。
Because his eyes only behold the kings of this world.
他没有看见天上的君王。
He did not see the king of heaven.
有人告诉我们说呢，这个以赛亚可能是当时什么乌西亚王的他们的 cousin 啊，是他的堂兄弟。
Some people told us that it is possible that Isaiah was a cousin to King Uzziah.
虽然他对他很崇拜。
And that's why he worshipped.
Look
up to Uzziah.
看见乌西亚的时候不会有这个感觉。
But when he saw King Uzziah, he would not have such feeling about himself.
他没有说每次一看见乌西亚就是哦，我嘴唇不洁净，那没有。
He did not see King Uzziah and then say, "Oh, I am a person, a man with unclean lips."
看见这位荣耀里面的君王。
Only when you see the Lord in glory,
你才会感觉到你的嘴是不洁净。
You will discover that your lips are unclean.
但是感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
神是蛮有怜悯的神。
God is a merciful God.
我们弟兄昨天讲得很好，神是有怜悯的。
Our brothers share very well that our God is full of mercy.
因为他认识我们的这个本相。
Because He knows our true nature.
所以他拣选我们的时候，他已经知道我们是什么样的人。
When He selected us, He already knows what kind of people we are.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有神的怜悯
，Brother and sister, without His mercy,
我们实在在神跟前无法施力。
We're unable to stand before God.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
他不仅怜悯我们。
Not only he has mercy on us.
他也拯救我们。
He also saves us.
所以呢，以赛亚说呢，就是看着一个撒拉弗飞到他的跟前。
And so Isaiah saw a seraphim that flew to him.
手里拿着一个红炭。
And with a burning coal in his hand.
是从火茧上面，用火茧从坛上取下来。
Which he had taken from the altar with tongues.
是祭坛上的火炭。
It is the coal from the altar.
我们晓得这个祭坛呢，是用来献祭。
We know the altar is for the purpose of sacrifice.
对，这个祭坛上的火炭呢，这是有羔羊在上面作为祭物。
And the altar was the place where the lamb was sacrificed.
当然，到今天我们很清楚啊。
Today we are very clear.
这个祭坛呢，是指着主耶稣基督的十字架做的。
That this altar refers to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他讲这个炭是火红的炭啊。
He said that this was a glowing coal.
那是正在焚烧的。
It is in the midst of being burned.
是新鲜的。
It is fresh.
啊，也是严厉的一个对付。
And it's a serious deal.
哇，你看我们的嘴用炭来烧的，这多可怕！
And it, our lips needs the glowing coal to burn.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
所以当他那个炭沾他的口说，看哪、啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免。
He touched his lips with it and says, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven.
所以当主的十字架的工作能够改变了我们这个嘴的这个情况的时候呢？
When the work of the cross of God is able to change our condition, our mouth,
代表了我们整个人的光景在神面前都蒙到拯救。
It represents that our whole being has been saved.
所以这里看见十字架对付我们的两面的罪啊。
And here it shows us the cross will deal with twofold of our sins.
那第一个呢？他说呢，要这个你的罪孽便除掉。
And the first is your iniquity is taken away.
啊，这是指的我们罪的行为说的。
And this is talks about the behavior of sin.
我们罪的行为被
the deeds of sin
对付掉。
And it has been dealt away.
那光是罪的行为还是不够的。
Only the deeds of sin is not enough.
他说你的罪恶就赦免。
He says your sin is forgiven.
那么这讲到那个罪性，罪的本性也得到赦免。
This tells us the nature of sin is being forgiven.
所以应该以赛亚在这里让我们看见。
So Isaiah shows us
一个圣徒啊，如果他的口能够被对付了
，if the lips of a saint has been dealt with
啊，那么就代表我们整个的全人的光景呢都蒙拯救。
It means that our whole being has been saved.
所以弟兄姊妹们。特别在今天这个时代里面
Brother and sister, especially for us who live in today's age
哎呀不要讲世界、啊、
You don't even need to talk about the world
就是在神的百姓当中也是这样
This is prevalent even among the children of God
我们时代看见今天我们是嘴唇不洁的
That we are people with unclean lips
我们不要光看见别人嘴唇不洁的
Don't just look at other people's unclean lips
因为你要看见自己的嘴唇
But we need to see our own unclean lips
所以因着以赛亚看见自己的光景
And because Isaiah has saw his condition
所以弟兄姊妹们我们看见以赛亚在这里可以被差遣
And now Isaiah can be sent
他说我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁谁肯为我们去呢
Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying Whom shall I send and who will go for us
我说我在这里请差遣我
Then I said here am I send me
哎，我们读书我们觉得他不是已经被神差遣了吗
As we read this, don't we wonder that hasn't he already been sent by God?
前面的五章你看见他已经在那里替神说话了。
In the first five chapters, he was already speaking for God.
弟兄姊妹，的确，当你里面得着神的这个开启
，Brother sister, when your inner heart has been opened by God,
你的眼睛明亮之后呢
？After your eyes have been brightened,
你好像如同重新被神差遣一样。
Once again, you will be resent by God.
你才感觉这个书是真正的被主差遣。
And this sending is the true sending.
这就是刚才我们读到 Sparks 弟兄的故事。
And that was the story that we read from Brother Sparks.
你看在这之前，他也热心，他也传讲，但是呢，他说呢，回头看这些东西的时候呢，哎呀，真是像儿戏一样。
Prior to his eyes were opened, he also preached the gospel and preached the Bible. But he said it was just like child play.
所以我们知道以赛亚书第六章开始，以赛亚他真正的被神所差遣。
So from chapter 6 of Isaiah, he is now being sent by God.
是因为他有了这个看见，他认识了自己，主才呼召他。
Because he has the seeing, he knew himself, then God can call out to him.
经过了主十字架的对付。
After God deals with him with the cross,
以赛亚才敢说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah was able to say, Lord, here am I, send me.
我们知道神是要把他的心意托付给人。
We know that God's desire is to commit his heart's desire to us.
但是神要托付那些呢，那个嘴唇被洁净过的人。
But he will only give to those whose lips have been cleansed.
我们实在承认在侍奉上面啊。
We confess that in our service.
这是一件何等不容易的一件事情。
This is a very difficult matter.
所以要为主说话。
So if you want to speak for the Lord,
这是很重要的。
This is important.
但是我们需要主的怜悯。
And we need God's mercy.
因为我自己常常有讲到的这个经验。
And in my own experiences of preaching at the pulpit,
有的时候发觉真是非常的为难。
Many times I find it very difficult.
因为我们这个人很掺杂。
Because we are men full of mixtures.
是好多次讲完道之后。
Many times after I preach the sermon.
要回到主的跟前，求主用血重新的洁净。
I need to return to the Lord and ask for the covering of His blood.
我才知道在神的百姓中，能够传递纯净的言语是多么困难的一件事情。
I know how difficult it is to preach the pure word of God to the children of God.
神怎样说你就怎样说。
However God speak to you, you will speak to the people.
这是多么神圣的一件事情。
It is such a sacred thing.
那我们知道以赛亚在这里呢，重新被神差遣。
We know here Isaiah was once again sent by God.
但是呢，神说托付他的那个职分是非常的艰难。
And God had given him a ministry that was very difficult.
这是一个艰苦的职事。
It's a difficult ministry.
因为从现在开始起。
From now on.
以赛亚不能说自己的话。
Isaiah can no longer speak his own words.
他只能说神所托付给他的话。
He can only speak to what God has spoken to him.
他从启示来的这个负担。
He has to speak.Words from Revelation.
结果这个负担是什么呢？
And what is this burden?
就是我们今天很多基督徒读的时候觉得很困难的一个点。
It is something that was puzzling many Christians.
他说第九节，他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，要使这百姓的心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，转回转过来变得一致。
The burden God wants Isaiah to share to the people is that keep on listening but do not perceive, keep on looking but do not understand, render the hearts of these people fat, their ears dull and their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes.
也许我们读这段话，我们想这是什么托付呢？
And maybe we read these words and says, what kind of commission is this?
你就讲一个东西啊。
You tell them something.
人听也听不懂。
And people will not understand.
看见也不明白。
They will see, but they will not see.
是做这么样一个工啊。
And this is the work I'll ask him to do.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说明什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does that tell us?
就说明真正出于神的话语。
And the true word that came from God.
是需要圣灵在我们里面做开启才能明白。
It requires the Holy Spirit to reveal it in us.
这是多么不容易的一件事情。
And it's something very difficult.
我知道 Sparks 弟兄从他得到开启以后。
I know that after Brother Spark has been, his eyes has been opened.
他在各处帮助很多的爱主的弟兄姊妹。
He helped many people, brother and sister who loves the Lord.
但是反对的他的人更多。
But there were more people that opposes him.
因为觉得他的话听不懂。
Because they cannot understand his words.
觉得他的话很严厉。
They find his words very strict.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord for He is a faithful servant of God. And so the ministry which Isaiah took was a difficult ministry. When we read these words, we ask the question, doesn't God want people to hear and understand? Why does He cover the hearts of people with
facts?
And so that their ears are dull and they cannot understand.
弟兄姊妹, 这一段话给我们有很重要的提醒。
Brother and sister, this is a great reminder for all.
这里告诉我们, 这个听见, 看见,
here it tells us your hearing and understanding. If you reject God's word from your heart,
弟兄姊妹, 你的耳朵就聋了,
then you are unable to hear, you are unable to see.
所以我们的心很重要。
So our heart is very important.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们一定要把心转向神。
We need to turn our hearts to God.
当我们的心不能转向神的时候,
when our hearts are unable to turn to God,
就像这般百姓一样,
then we will be just like these people.
他们是恐怕眼睛看见。
Lest they see with their eyes.
你知道今天在神的百姓中啊,
you know that among the children of God, there are some children of God, they refuse to listen to certain types of message. They refuse to read certain books with revelation.
因为怕什么呢?
Because they were afraid that once they read it, their eyes will be open. Their ears will be able to hear.
从此之后呢,
from then on, you will have to change your ways.
像 Sparks 弟兄一样,
just like Brother Sparks,
因为眼睛开启了,
because his eyes was open,
哇, 两个大礼拜堂的牧师也做不成了,
he can no longer be the minister of two big church.
从此之后呢, 要走很孤单的路,
and from then on he has to walk on a lonely path.
你知道有些基督徒是一方面来讲他想听到另外一面又怕听到,
you know, for some Christians, on one hand they want to hear the message, yet on the other hand they are afraid of the message.
特别今天如果你活在一种传统的光景中啊,
especially if today you live in certain kind of tradition.
弟兄姊妹,
they are afraid to hear this message.
他不要听,
they refuse to listen.
因为什么? 他怕一听啊,
lest they listen,
这个里面就不安了,
they will feel unease in their heart.
啊, 如果没有听见的话呢, 我们坐着还坐得蛮平安的,
if you do not listen, you probably will sit still.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
你就看见当时以色列百姓当中他们的光景的荒凉了,
you see the desolation state among the Israelites,
是他们的心拒绝这些启示的道,
because their heart reject all these words of revelation, they reject the light of God.
你说有神谁哪个神的儿女会拒绝神的光呢？拒绝神的这个启示呢？
How can any children of God reject God's revelation and God's light?
但是你会看今天在基督教中间普遍的现象是这样。
But you know this is prevalent among the children of God.
我们从前一些弟兄们非常好的书啊，有非常有供应的书啊。
And the brothers who wrote many very good books,
啊, 都被很多, 甚至传道人定义说, 这个书有毒, 你不能读。
And today many preacher will say, this book is full of poison, don't read it.
拒绝。
They reject the word.
我记得1965年左右的时候啊,
I remember 1965.
那么我还没有接触Sparks弟兄的书,
and before I even read the books by Brother Sparks,
就有弟兄们已经告诉我了。
There were some brothers who told me,
这个书不能读啊,
you cannot read these books.
这书里面有毒啊,
there's poison in these books.
小心中毒啊,
you had to be careful not to be poisoned.
中毒就没救了。
Once you're poisoned, there's no salvation.
果然后来我读了之后真是没救了。
And of course, after I read, there's no other salvation.
他们救不了我,
they cannot save me anymore.
但是主救我。
But the Lord saved me. We also see many brothers and sisters who are saved because of it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, these words are important reminders to us all.
我们的心要向着主开放,
we need to open our hearts to God. And completely receive the light of revelation. And to receive His correction.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of the outward loss.
啊, 我们从, 有, 过去很多基督徒常常，哎呀，如果一照你这个方向呢，那糟糕了，圣诞节也不能过了，那个什么什么基督教的好处都没有了。
They said if we live according to your words, then we cannot even celebrate Christmas, and we cannot celebrate many of the good things in Christianity.
那我说哈。
Then I
asked him,
do you want the goodness of God or you want the goodness from this earth?
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
以赛亚得着神的光照。
Isaiah received the light of God.
看见自己的本相。
He saw his true self.
然后他承接神给他的托付。
And he received the burden from God.
无论如何艰难。
No matter how difficult it is,
我们的弟兄愿意跟随神往前。
He is willing to follow the Lord.
所以神在历史上
and throughout the history,
把关于耶稣基督重大的启示托付给他。
God has committed to him all the revelation concerning Jesus Christ.
他写了以赛亚书一共66章。
He wrote 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
据说最后他是殉道。
And lastly, we heard that he was martyred for the Lord.
但是这是值得的。
But this is worth it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
属灵的看见非常的重要。
Spiritual seeing is very important.
所以在以赛亚书第六章里面有这三个看见。
In this chapter 6 of Isaiah, there's three seeing.
这是今天我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该有的看见。
And these are the three seeing we all need to have.
那我们第一件事情，求主在他的光中让我们看见自己的情形。
First of all, we ask God to allow us to see ourselves under His light.
他叫我们首先蒙拯救。
So that we can first be saved.
所以我们希望这几天弟兄姊妹在主面前好好的祷告。
I hope the brother and sister will pray earnestly these few days.
我们要对主说，主啊，救我们脱离自己的不洁净。
We need to ask the Lord to save us from our own uncleanness.
开我们的，光照我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
不容许传统的事物影响我们。
Do not allow anything of the tradition to influence us.
也不容许这个世代影响我们。
Do not allow the time of this age to influence us.
让我们呢有明亮的眼目跟随你。
And so that we may follow the Lord with the bright eyes.
像历史上所有那些爱主弟兄姊妹。
Just like all the brothers and sisters in the history who loves the Lord.
我请低头在这里祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
主啊，你实在是从粪堆中、从污泥中拣选我们。
You have saved us from the pile of dung.
本来我们像火中所抽出来的一根柴一样。
We were just like the log that was pulled out of fire.
我们的一生都是无用的。
And we are useless for the rest of our lives.
但是你何等的爱我们。
But how you love us, Lord.
你没有丢弃我们。
You have not forsaken us.
你仍旧把我们捡起来。
You still pick us up.
但是主啊，在你的救恩中。
Lord, under your grace,
我们仍旧需要你的光照。
We still need your light.
求主不叫我们的眼睛被蒙蔽。
That our eyes will not be covered.
也求主不叫我们活在黑暗的光景中。
That we will not live in darkness.
主啊，历史历代你都光照人。
Lord, throughout the ages, you have enlightened men.
今天在这个黑暗的世代里面。
And today in such darkness.
我们更需要你自己的光。
We need your light even more.
我们求你这几天。
We pray that in these few days,
主啊，你先光照我们，
that you will first enlighten our hearts,
显明我们里面一切的情形，
to reveal our true conditions,
好像我们能蒙更深的拯救，
that we can receive your deeper salvation,
主啊，好像我们因着在你面前所蒙的拯救，
and through the salvation we receive from you,
我们能够服侍你，
that we're able to serve you,
能把恩典带给别人，
and to bring your grace to others.
我们谢谢你的恩典、眷顾和怜悯。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and your keep, your protection.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
In Jesus'
precious name we pray.
Amen.